This Sunday was very much a day for children as 2,000 young people from parishes and schools in Rome brought with them their little baby Jesuses or bambinelli, the statues that will be laid in the crib on Christmas Day, and they held them up high for a traditional blessing by the Pope. Speaking in St. Peter's Square about the nativity scene, the Pope said, "The crib is a school of life where we can learn the secret of true joy, which doesn't mean having many things, but signifies being loved by God, by giving to others, and by loving one another."
La Madonna e San Giuseppe non sembra una famiglia molto fortunata. Hanno avuto il loro primo figlio in mezzo a grandi disagi.
In the crib, continued Pope Benedict, we see that Mary and Joseph, having had their first child in the midst of great distress, are filled with deep joy and love, and above all are certain that God is at work. So, dear friends, he added, the true joy is the feeling that our personal lives and community comes filled with a great mystery, the mystery of God.
In che cosa consiste la vera gioia? È il sentire che la nostra esistenza personale e comunitaria viene visitata e riempita da un mistero grande, il mistero dell'amore di Dio.
Looking out onto the square, the Holy Father said to those present, I see here in St. Peter's Square so many children and teenagers, along with parents, teachers and catechists. Dear friends, I greet you all with great affection and I thank you for coming. It gives me great joy to know that in your family the tradition of the nativity scene is still kept.
Questa settimana mi sono giunte tristi notizie da alcuni paesi dell'Africa circa l'uccisione di 4 missionari.
Following the Marian prayer, the Pope recalled the deaths of 4 missionaries killed in recent days in Africa.
Si tratta del sacerdote Padre Daniel Gigimia, Padre Luis Blondel e Padre Jerry Roche e di Suor Denise Cahambo.
They, said Pope Benedict, have been faithful witnesses to the gospel, who were able to proclaim with courage, even risking their lives. While I express my closeness to the families and communities who are in pain, I invite everyone to join with me in praying that the Lord will accept them into his house to console those who mourn the loss and bring with his coming reconciliation and peace. Earlier in the morning, the Holy Father paid a visit to a hospice in the Janiculum area of Rome, which provides palliative care completely free to terminally ill patients. Offering words of comfort to the sick, the Holy Father said, "When the pain and discomfort become more powerful, think that Christ is associating you with his cross because he wants to say a love through you to all who have lost their way in life, closed in their own egotism and living in sin and separation from God." After visiting the bedsides of the sick and meeting with their families, the Pope praised the work of health workers and volunteers of the Circle of St. Peter who assist 90 sick people in their homes.
Oggi la prevalente mentalità efficientistica tende
in an efficient society which often tends to marginalize people believed to be a burden, the Pope added, the person who has a sense of the meaning of human dignity knows that they should respect and support it with concrete acts of love. In this season of Advent, he concluded, we take from illness a visit from God, who comes in a mysterious way to rid us of loneliness and meaninglessness and transform the pain in time to meet him. With hope and salvation, the Lord is coming, the Pope said. He is near to us.